The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Ideal Roofing, installing quality material and quality workmanship.
I'm a hard-working man.
Good morning, Houston. Let's get you from to-do to done right now.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Need help with your to-dos? Or someone you can trust to do it for you? We're here for you. Home Show Radio continues with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with the second and final hour of today's Home Show Radio. So call me 281-833-3333. That's 281-833-3333. Let's see. Let's get another caller in. By the way, we have a lot of open lines. If you want to get your call in, please do. Let's talk to Julian. Julian, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
Quick question regarding tiling. I had a second floor bedroom tiled, had carpet. Carpet was taken out, and they had plywood there. And the tile installer screwed hardy backer to the wood substrate floor and then thin set and tiled. And everything looks fine and everything. Now started going online, and it just happened to run into an article that says they're supposed to put thin set underneath it with fiberglass tape and all this other stuff. So my question is, I called back to Tyler, and he said, well, this is just the way we do it here in Texas. And then I called other tile companies and asked them how they do, and they all do it the same way he does it. So what do you think?
I think you're going to be fine, but the preferred method is always to lay it in the thin set.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with Texas, by the way. I don't know why people say that. Oh, the way we do it here in Texas. I mean, it's just kind of stupid.
Yeah. The articles that I saw were all up in the north, and, you know, Maine and all them, where they were saying to do this. I thought maybe the weather or something. I don't know.
No. It's supposed to be done that way. It's supposed to be laid in a bed of thin set.
Okay. But, do you know of anybody that knows that? I live in Katy, so I called all these tile companies off of Mason Road, and they all screw it. You know, drives with no thin set, can't find it. And then I ask them, can you do it this way? And they go, no, we don't do it that way. Do you know, I mean, they actually argue with you, you know, when you tell them to put thin set in the fiberglass steel.
Isn't the tile already down?
No.
You haven't laid it yet.
The room is finished, but I want some more tiling done, but I want it done the right way.
Oh, I see what you're getting at. I don't know what to tell you if that's the way they do it. They're not going to do – you don't want to force somebody to do something different than what they do, because they're going to – if something happens, they're going to say, well, it's your fault. I'm not going to take care of it. So I'm not sure what to tell you as far as that goes. But as far as the tiling goes, the preferred method and the way it's supposed to be is thin set backer board, thin set tile. And the thin set's laid with a quarter-inch square notch trowel, and it's just a regular thin set. You don't need a multipurpose on there. But that just fills the voids up, so in case there's any voids under there, when you step on it, it doesn't crack down. It sets the backer board into the thin set, so you get no movement at all. If you put enough screws in there, it probably won't move anyway. And that was done for years without the thin set, and then the thin set was an addition maybe 10 years ago that the backer board people kind of added as a safety measure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tom.
I tell you what. Do this. Uh-huh. I'm not selling anything. Call Jason over at Texas Floors.
Texas Floors?
I'm going to give you that phone number. Talk to Jason or Ryan, and they'll give you the straight lowdown on what they can do for you. 281-256-3333, and talk to them about it. Those guys know more about flooring around here than anybody I know.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're very welcome. No problem at all. And, it's not an issue. I wouldn't lose sleep over it. They get enough screws in anything, it's not going to move. 281-833-3333, and we will talk today. There's different types of techniques that are used across the country, and one of the things that was used a lot here in this part of the state was galvanized piping for water lines. And it was used through the 60s and early 70s, and then, of course, it started actually through the 70s, and then in the 80s, we got a different type of galvanized pipe from Asia when they started importing everything. And it continued on till about mid-80s to the last part of the 80s, where galvanized pipe was your primary water pipe.
And what happens? Well, the ones that were built in the 60s, it got old. I mean, you do something in 1963, and now today, it's 100 million years later, pipes get old. So a lot of people say, well, it's time to replace them, but you don't have to. Now, in the 80s, the pipe was not galvanized very well, so there was some problems and issues with the galvanizing process. And so that's why they kind of deteriorated differently, where the old 60s pipe got really corroded on the inside, and you get all this rust buildup, loss of water pressure, that kind of thing. And then in the 80s, you started getting these pinhole leaks in theirs because of the way that the corrosion started to happen on the bottom of the pipe on the horizontal runs. So a little bit different result, but the same procedure to fix both. And that is an ACE DuraFlow system that will go in and sandblast the inside of the pipes, line it with a micro layer of epoxy, and create a whole brand new piping system that is actually better than when the galvanized pipe was new and better than a lot of the product you'll get today. So why not go with just the ACE DuraFlow system and make your pipes last another 75 years? I think it's the best way to go. You get it done in a couple days. You don't have to tear your house up, and you don't have to have all those holes put in the walls. So I guess that's tearing your house up. But anyway, TDT is the only company out there that can do it. So why not at least talk to them? What, you know, like they said before, what do you got to lose? They're not going to charge you to talk to them. Let them just talk to them and see if the system is right for you. So many of our listeners have called me and said, Tom, I just talked to them. And you know what? They were so nice, so thorough, so explaining everything so well that I just had to go with them, because they can also replace pieces of pipe too if it gets really bad. So it can be a combination. It can be the whole DuraFlow thing. I guess they could do the whole house if they had to. But one way or the other, you're going to get your problem fixed, and you're going to get it fixed by the experts. And that's TDT. Find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. And you can see the process, the videos, that kind of thing to a point. I don't think we put a camera down in that little pipe. That's for the movies still. I guess you could in some cases. But in our case, what they would do is they'll cut pieces apart and show it to you. So we have that on video so you can see the inside of the final product. That is TDT and the ACE DuraFlow system at homeshowradio.com.
Take the guesswork out of your next project. Get advice from Tom. Then get help you can trust. Get an expert who meets Tom's standards, a certified home show pro.
Ideal Roofing, installing quality material with quality workmanship.
McGrath Pest Control, the only pest control you'll ever need, because they think like a bug.
Circle Saw, the tools you need from professionals who know them best.
Find Tom's directory of trusted home show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with Home Show Radio. Call me, 281-833-3333, and we will talk. Let's talk to Justin right now. Justin, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Hey, question for you. I have watched an 11-minute YouTube video, so now I feel qualified to fully remodel my bathroom.
I've done that before. It works. Okay, go ahead. I rebuilt my whole car.
Oh, man, don't get me started on that.
Okay.
Question for you is I've torn out the shower and put in a new jacuzzi tub, putting in the Hardy Backer and all that kind of stuff. And I use the Hardy Backer with WeatherGuard, and they advertise it as 100% waterproof. Do I still need to go with the old school, painting on the red guard on top of it, or is the Hardy is that enough by itself?
We were using Hardy for years. Now, the Hardy you say has the red guard on it?
It is. It's
well, that's a new product. I don't know about that one. That sounds great.
Is.
Okay. Well, Red Guard was like an improvement into the whole thing. Everybody's trying to, get another layer of protection in there. But if they've got one on there, that sounds great.
Yeah, something they advertised, Hardy with Hydro Defense.
Yeah, see, hydraulic pressure of water, Hardy used to brag about being the best. They had the best protection against water that was pushed through with pressure. Now, in a shower, you really don't push water through with a lot of pressure, but they still wanted to brag about it, so that's how they would test their product. So They're probably still into that, and it just makes it better because in some areas, not so much in a home, but you get into areas like, gang showers where you have it in gymnasiums and things like that where you have these huge showers and stuff and water running through and a lot of more right. pressure on there. Those are markets everybody wants to be in.
Oh, well, okay. Well, thanks for the info. I didn't know if that was going to be overkill to do it or if it was something that I absolutely had to do.
So I don't. It's nothing you absolutely have to do. As time goes on, they try to make things better. And so right. It's probably just a better way to make it as long as it's not some kind of super expensive thing. I think it's cool. I like it.
Okay, cool deal. Second part, if you have time.
Sure, I do.
You're going to be tackling the kitchen after this. And
okay.
Ran into issues in the bathroom with some it looks like a roll of vinyl tile is what was on the floor, and uh-huh. getting that stuff up was a pain. Again, yeah. Watched videos, everybody using all these different chemical compounds. One guy was even using gasoline.
Yeah, that's smart. Okay, try that.
Yeah.
No, don't. Okay,
and,
fine.
No. Okay. And, you know, aside from just getting down and scraping, there was nothing I found that could get that glue off, you know,
no,
effectively at all.
And no.
Anything you know of?
What are you going to do on that floor? What are you going to do on that floor for your final product?
Tile.
Okay. Are you? Probably is it concrete? Is it concrete or wood? You're getting
yes.
it off. Concrete.
Concrete.
Yeah. Just there's a machine you can rent that'll scrape it off. You're not going to get all the glue off. What you do is you take a belt sander, buy a lot of belts for it, and just knock off the ridges and the high spots. And then you're just going to use your, if you have any areas you need to skim float a little bit, you can do it with some thin set beforehand, and you can lay the tile on it.
Oh, awesome. Well, I do appreciate that, sir. I wish I had thought of that when I was doing
yeah, you're going to use a quarter-inch notch trowel, which lays it about a quarter-inch deep. And all you need to do is get it flat. Don't get it level. Just get it flat. If you have any low spots or anything, you certainly can just trowel the thin set. A multi-purpose thin set is better, so it'll hold tighter. You'll see that on the bag listed. It's got a little latex additive for movement, but you'll be fine with that. But just knock the high points off with a belt sander and throw the belts away because they'll gum up after you get it too hot. So try not to heat it up too much.
Okay. Appreciate that info and guidance.
All right. Good luck, Justin. I remember when I bought my first house, I gutted every room, bathrooms, everything. I said, don't worry, honey, I'll get it fixed soon. It sat there for 6 months. She said, I'm calling a contractor, and I had to finish it. So it was something you do when you're young. When you get old, you start to say, nah, it's fine. I'll just leave it the way
soon,
it is.
Soon's kind of a relative term.
Yeah, soon will happen eventually, I guess.
Exactly.
And right, I didn't have YouTube videos. I just made it up. You have a nice day, too. No YouTube videos back then. But I do use YouTube videos. And I tell you what, I want you to be careful, too. So I'm watching a YouTube video. I don't have any callers holding, so I'm going to share this with you. And I'm trying to fix an appliance. As I do this show right now in the back room of the house that I own, in the kitchen there replacing my refrigerator, I could not get this thing to work. I replaced every part, every piece, everything, and I just couldn't get it to work. So this Whirlpool is going to the dump, and the Frigidaire is coming in, and I probably will have this conversation with you another 5 years. This thing is like 6 years old now, and I was really frustrated with it. So, and Lowe's came through, Home Depot left us hanging, and it's just a big, long story, but it's a story we all go through as homeowners. But I'm watching this YouTube video thinking, what else could it be? And I'm looking through. And all of a sudden, YouTube videos, not the professional ones, come up. But I'm digging down going down the line. And now we've got these guys that haven't got a clue about what they're doing. And they're saying, well, I did this, and my friend told me to buy this and do this. And we started to get these parts from a different. And it started to occur to me that you've got to be really careful, because I never really dug so deep into one issue. Usually I go to the professional sites. I'll see just the little key I need, like stick your slotted screwdriver in here and the whole thing pops out. I said, okay, I got it now. I don't have to break it apart to figure out how it comes out. And so those are the easy ones and the ones that are really helpful. But I want you to be really careful. Now, he says he saw one guy say use gasoline. Gasoline is so dangerous. It's incredible. I have a friend that burned up his entire body. It, you know, he laughed about it later, but he was burning a pile of trash. And he, you know, he was watching those movies, and he's going to make his big line of gasoline out, and then he was going to light a match and watch the little fire go to the trash and then burn it up. Well, the minute he lit that match, the fumes from the gas just ignited over his whole body, and he lost every square inch of his hair. He ran to his above-ground swimming pool. Now, of course, this was in Weatherford, Texas, so you probably would expect this anyway. And his name was Clayton. He was a friend of mine from second grade. And he just looked pitiful. He had no eyebrows. He had no hair. He had lost his whole beard. He was a very hairy guy. Lost all the hair on his chest. His kids laughed at him as he ran to the swimming pool and jumped in. You've got to be really careful with gasoline. Don't mess with gasoline. It is so highly volatile. People say someday we won't have hydrogen in cars because it's so volatile. Well, we're going to have hydrogen. In fact, I think Exxon here in Houston just picked up the one of the contracts for the hydrogen thing. I heard bits and pieces on the news. I'm going to look into it. On this show, as record goes, I've told you that hydrogen will be our next, and probably for a long time, it'll be our next energy source because it's so clean. And we have ways of handling it, but all like gasoline, everything else, it's all explosive, jet fuel, all of these things. So you can't say, oh, hydrogen's just too volatile. Well, it's not if you know what you're doing with it, just like gasoline. But gasoline can be pretty bad too. So let's go back to the original point. Be careful with the videos. Some of them are pretty good. Watch the professional ones. When you get into these ones where these guys are making it up to see how many people will watch, you got to be really careful, and somebody can get really hurt. So be very careful, and nobody's going to be liable. Not that that matters. You just don't want anybody hurt. And getting burned with gasoline or anything else is really, really bad. I happen to be a member of the Shrine, and one of our hospitals is the burn center down in Galveston. We no child is turned away and all that good stuff, but you've got to be really careful. Seeing somebody burned is so horrible. So be very careful with any kind of burns, including electrical burns. It doesn't have to be from any kind of volatile solution. All right, I got to move on here. CRC, Concrete Raising Corporation, is the company you want to call when your concrete is not where it's supposed to be. We have driveways that have trip hazards. We have driveways that have puddles every time it rains. And if you're the original owner of the home, you say, it wasn't like that when I first bought it. Why is it different? Well, it's obvious these panels of concrete are shifting around. And a lot has to do with sometimes they're put in wrong. They don't put the rebar in to hold them together. They really get a big void under there over just a little by little. Who knows what it's from? It could be from an armadillo for that matter. And you have to fill those voids up, and you can. If you take, just say, oh, I'm just going to jackhammer this one section out and put a new one in, it'll never match. So unless it makes sense, like an apron going to the street and you want a little bit different color and you don't mind that because it looks like it makes sense, you don't want to go through all that. You want to make sure it all matches, it's all the same. You don't get any letters from the Homeowners Association, and the concrete driveway you have is back to where there's no trip hazards. Your kids can still play with the big wheel if they still use those. My kids love theirs, tore them up. I had to go through a whole bunch of them. And you don't get those puddles everywhere where water could be running under the garage door and things of that nature. So Concrete Raising Corporation can come out and talk with you. Say, yes, we can, or no, we can't. Whether it's around your swimming pool, whether it's a patio, whether it's a driveway, you name it. If it's not where it's supposed to be, they can put it back. They've done entire roads. They're just really good at what they do. That is Concrete Raising Corporation. So find out more about them at homeshowradio.com. Take a look at the videos. You'll get a good idea of exactly how they do this. And you know what? You'll be pleasantly surprised at the result, if not even more surprised at the result. And they just have a system that nobody else has. And they use two different types. It's a foam or a cement. And they'll get it back to where it's supposed to be at Concrete Raising Corporation.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Okay, call me, 281-833-3333, and we will talk today. Let's talk to Bobby. Bobby, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom, I got an air conditioning question for you. I was up in the attic. We're actually moving, and I noticed the drip tray underneath my unit is holding quite a bit of water, and the PVC pipe that runs out from the soffit is kind of dripping pretty steadily there. Is that a clog that I could work out, or I'm going to need to call the guys out and have them take a look at it?
Call the guys out and have them take a look at it. You got an issue that can get really bad if you don't handle this thing very quickly. That water's going to build up and just start blowing out all through your ceiling and stuff. So there's something wrong in the evaporator coil, whether the bottom's rusted or it is just a clog or it's really filthy. I'd have them come on out, and if you haven't had your yearly checkup, this is a perfect time to do it.
Well, the unit itself's probably only 8 or 9 months old. It's a brand-new home.
Oh, well, then it's still under warranty. You have those guys come out because there's something wrong in the evaporator coil. It might not be tilted right. It could be clogged, but that's an issue. And even if it's only a year old, you still start with your checkups. And this is why. You never know. And you might think of this when they come out. I have to put them in mind. There's a little cutoff switch that goes down in that emergency overflow pan that when that thing starts to fill up with water, it turns the unit off. So it alerts you that you got a problem, and it doesn't flood your house.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
And if you're looking for a metal building, then you know what? Mueller Steel Buildings is the way to go. You want the best building out there that's going to last as long as all the other buildings on your property. It would be terrible if you say, oh, I'm going to get a cheaper building. And then 15 years later, you go, man, it doesn't look good. And it's starting to get all kind of rusty and holes in it. You don't want that with a metal building. You want the best metal building you can get at the very competitive price, like everybody else's, from an American-made company, because that's what they do at Mueller Steel Buildings. Made in America and made to last for almost 100 years, so close that I can feel it. It's right there. That's how long they've been doing it. 33 sales and service locations across the state of Texas. That means if there's any problems, all you have to do is contact one of them. Here in the Houston area, there's one in Conroe. Really nice people up there. And, of course, they're nice everywhere. Rosenberg, Bryan College Station, which is big for metal buildings between Houston and Bryan College Station. I bet you there's a whole bunch of Mueller Steel Buildings. And once you buy one, you don't have to buy another one to replace it. You might want to add to it, but you're not going to need another one because it's going to last probably longer than you and me. But that's what it's all about. A building should last longer than the people who built it. It's a rule that we set many, many years ago in the Greek culture, and that stands true today. Mueller Steel Buildings. Find out more about it. Go to homeshowradio.com. Go to their website and find out exactly how you can design your own building, what's involved with it, what kind of buildings they have. They have kits. You can do custom designs. You can do barn dominiums. You can do anything you want with contacting Mueller Steel Buildings, either through the website, or you know what? You can just do it the old-fashioned way. Give them a call or go make an appointment and go see one of their salespeople. That way they can give you that undivided attention at one of their sales and service locations. Hardy Siding is by far always your best choice. When you do a new building, if you're building any kind of building at all, I don't care what it is, even building a little playhouse for your kids, use Hardy Siding. You don't want to have to redo it again. You don't want all the termites and stuff getting in it. You see, termites don't like it. Hardy does not accept termite damage because termites think it's quite untasty, if that's even a word. As far as carpenter bees or carpenter ants, they'll attack your whole house. Don't get me wrong. Even if it's a concrete house, they're going to find some sheetrock or something somewhere. But when it comes to your Hardy siding, it's doing its job. Every part of a building needs to do its job and do it well. And siding needs to protect everything behind it from the elements. That's rain, freezing, cold, whatever, eclipses, whatever can hurt it, it's going to do that job. But it has a secondary job. It's got to look good and be as little bit of maintenance as possible. And with Hardy, you wash it once in a while, maybe every few years, you get your house pressure washed gently. It's not a big deal. You can do it yourself. If you have some dirty areas, like on the north side of a house, it's going to grow some green and stuff. just give it a little wash. And maybe every 20, 25 years, you give it a good paint job just so it dresses it up and looks fresh and clean. Everybody needs to look fresh and clean once in a while. So does your hardy siding, but it won't rot. It won't deteriorate. It won't get, it won't burn. I don't know, if you get your barbecue going crazy, everything else will burn, but not the hardy. It'll just get kind of black, and then you just wash it off. It doesn't even, I've never even seen it after a fire where it destroys its texture and stuff, but maybe if it's hot enough. Depends what kind of barbecue you have. Anyway, hardy siding is by far the best product out there, and don't use anything else. And always make sure, if you're not going to do it yourself, get somebody really good to put it on for you. And that's when you go to homeshowhardypros.com. That's homeshowhardypros.com.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
281-833-3333. Call me and we will talk today. Let's talk to Sonny. Sonny, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, how you doing today, Tom?
Very good, sir.
Good morning. Basically, a couple of days ago, my kids' rooms, I guess the electricity went out in their rooms, went out and checked the breaker, and I saw that there was like a lizard behind it, like it was fried.
Ew.
And so I replaced it.
Yes.
And so I kind of Googled or whatever, and I replaced the breaker. And then I saw that the lights in their rooms, the two rooms that were connected to the same one, were 60 watts, and I had a 75 watt that had just changed out, 75 watt LED. I wasn't sure if it's okay to put an LED, because I've heard that they run lower and more energy efficient. I could put a 75. So I went ahead and switched down to a 60. So I switched down to a 60 just to be safe. And I said, let me ask somebody that might know more about
You can put any LED you want in there. It's not really a wattage, it's a lumen. They kind of compare it to wattage, so people kind of understand it's the same amount of light that a 75 watt bulb come out, but it uses a lot less electricity. So you can put a brighter bulb in there now, and it'll be perfectly fine. The lizard thing was kind of weird, but besides that, the lights and everything are fine. You'll be fine with that.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. No problem.
All right, bye.
LED's kind of like my hydrogen theory. We talked about LEDs on the show long before they were able to really be used. They had some development issues at the beginning. I remember being on an airplane once and a guy next to me said, Tom, invest in LED lights. Well, I did not. And I don't know if it really would have been a great investment because it's just a light bulb. So it may be a little, maybe consistent, but that's about it. But as far as that goes, hydrogen's the same way. It's going to be the norm. LEDs are the norm. What happened between an incandescent bulb and an LED bulb was the horrific idea of compact fluorescence. Never bought one in my life and put it in my home. I know a lot of people were pushed that way, and it was an option for some, especially for big businesses, to lower their electric usage. But as far as that goes, it was really bad for the environment. And it's very much like the electric car. The electric car will go away like the compact fluorescent. You hear it here on the show first. It's just the way it is. They're just not very efficient. And the pollution from the batteries and stuff, when they all start going bad, is just horrendous on this earth. We can't do anything with it. Someday, I predict, they'll be making rockets, and they'll be putting them in these encased rockets. Somebody's going to come up with this and just shoot all that stuff up into the atmosphere and shoot it in a trajectory where it never hits anything for the rest of time. And we'll see what happens when it finally lands in somebody else's backyard. But that's how they're going to get rid of all those batteries, because there's just no way we're going to be able to keep them here once we just destroy the earth for an electric battery for a car. It doesn't make any sense at all. All right, cutting edge tile removal is definitely the way to go when it comes to getting that stuff off the floor. We had a caller earlier who is a do-it-yourselfer. He's adamant about getting off the vinyl, getting the glue, putting his new floor down. I remember being one of those people. I still am. I'll do things myself. I'm not taking vinyl off the floor anymore. That's just too much work. I've done that many times. And there's a machine out there you can rent that'll take your teeth out of your head, but I'm too old for that. As far as that goes, Cutting Edge Tile Removal is a company you can call and pay them if you don't want to do it yourself. and they will strip your concrete to where it's the cleanest looking concrete in the world. They have equipment that not only you don't have or have access to, but other companies don't either. One of the beauties of having them on the show was when they came to us originally, they bought some proprietary equipment and a franchise area here in the Houston area. Well, the gentleman that bought it and started running it, he was an engineer and a genius in his own right and came up with even more equipment that nobody else can have now that he developed for himself that will take off paint, epoxy paint, will take off the glues, will take off glued down wood floors. It's more than just tile. They do it all at Cutting Edge Tile. So give them a call. Find out how they can clean your floor so your new floor is going down on a brand new surface. It really is. It's clean. It's clear. And you know what? Because it's so messy, they take all the dust and dirt and debris, whether it's Sauteo tile, whether it's hardwood floors, whatever the case may be, they take it all with them. They leave nothing but a clean surface and a clean house for you as far as that area. They're not going to clean the rest of your house. Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Find out more about them. Go to homeshowradio.com and take a look at this incredible method they've come up with as far as tile goes. They're just really good at what they do. Cutting Edge Tile Removal. Find out more about it at homeshowradio.com.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Let's get back to the calls. Let's talk to Doug. Doug, you're on Home Show Radio.
Oh, good morning, Tom. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
My son is in the process of looking to purchase a home, and he's going to go through and do a walkthrough on a home today. What should he look for when he does this initial walkthrough as to whether to pursue, go forward with the deal or not? Is there anything you can recommend?
As far as buying a new home in a new neighborhood in an area that he's not familiar with?
It's actually an existing home in an area he is familiar with. That's a good thing.
Okay, well, that's good. Because the first thing I tell people when they go look at a home and they're interested in it is to look at all the homes around them. You got to be careful who you're moving next door to. So that is so important. And people just look at the home and don't look at the environment that they're starting to move into or thinking or planning to moving into. So that's step one. As far as the home itself, just look at the little things. You're going to get a home inspection. Someone is going to go through all the details before you buy it. If you don't do that, you're skipping a really important part. But just go and see if the home looks clean and well taken care of. And you can go through all the little details, but make sure it's just clean and well taken care of. And then if you want to set a deal, you really like it, you can do a wanting to buy contract, I forgot what they called it, and then get a home inspection. And if it meets standards, and don't make a big deal because no home is perfect, you're going to find some little things that are wrong, but at least you know what you're buying. Get a good home inspector in just to take a look at everything and just kind of let you know if the garbage disposal works and if all the plugs are done right and things like that. But you don't have to do that as the initial buyer. You can hire your home inspector to do that.
So where would you find a home inspector at?
Is he dealing with a realtor?
Yes, sir. Well, it's actually the realtor that's selling the house. We're using the same realtor, or he is. Oh, this is a particular house they are.
Okay, well, usually the realtor will give you names of people they use. That's how I got my last one. And the guy actually did a great job. It was down in Freeport, but he did a fantastic job. His report was sensible. It wasn't dramatic. It wasn't, oh, my God, it's all the end of the world house. He really did a great job. And the realtors like to try to beef it up and try to get your money off and make themselves look good. But quite frankly, you don't want a homeowner doing any repairs. Your son just wants to find out if there's anything major and he doesn't want to deal with. Some people deal with it, but some people won't. And so he just needs to know what he's finding.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I've been a long-time listener of yours, and I appreciate all the help you've given me over the years. And I'll start listening to you.
That would be great for me, too, and I appreciate it. But I can't stress enough, you don't want to end up next to a house full of crazy people. I don't care how beautiful the house is. I don't care what a great deal it is. It's everything around you. Look at the surroundings.
Across the street from you.
Okay, well, that's good. That's an advantage. So he's halfway there already. All right. Thank you. Good call, man. I don't want to live next to my mother. There's certain things you just don't want. You don't want terrorist organization having monthly meetings next door. You don't want, my grandmother said, if there's more than eight teenagers, I don't want to live next door to them. Everybody has their own thing, but people just look at the house. Does the neighbor next door, is his grass all dead and is it a mud pit? Well, chances are the rest of the house is going to be a mess too. So be really careful what you're moving next to. You can always fix your little Shangri-La up. You can't fix up theirs, and you can't make them be any different than they are. If a guy's sitting out front with a shotgun across his belly, there's probably some kind of paranoia going on next door, and you don't want to deal with it. It happens. Be aware. Or they have 27 dogs. They're dog lovers. Dog lovers are great. They just don't hear barking like you will, and you will hear it. Then you'll call me and say, Tom, I bought this great house. It's a great deal. They have 27 dogs next door, and how do I soundproof my bedroom? You can't. It's impossible, so don't try. Just don't buy the house. At least with an apartment, you can move. All right, let's move on here to something that I think will help you have a better life, increasing the quality of your life, knowing where everything you have is in the kitchen, in your bathrooms, and maybe other areas like your office, who knows. Knowing where it is, everything has its place, having it accessible. How are you going to get to it? How many times have you gone into a cabinet? Kitchen cabinets have flaws. One of the flaws is under the lower cabinets, you open them up, and you got to crawl down on your knees because there's something back there you want, you haven't used in a long time, and it's not easily accessible, except if you make a call to Shelf Genie. Shelf Genie will make it pull out, and it'll come right out and say, hello, I'm right here. All you have to do is just pull it with your hand. You don't have to get down. You don't have to have one of those flashlights on your head to see what's in there. You might discover something you don't want to know is in there. Get the Shelf Genie people to come out with your pantry. How many times have you gone to a pantry and looked and say, we don't have any, I don't know, quinoa. I'll just use that. We don't have any quinoa. Most people are going, good. And so you go to the store and all of a sudden you find you have six packages of quinoa on the back shelf back there. Well, if your Shelf Genie came out and you had your quinoa shelf, you would know if you had any or not. There's an old system that says if you can see everything, it's a great way to do inventory. It's the way I do all my shops. I get a lot of stuff. Everybody wants to do spreadsheets and stuff. I don't do that. I can walk through my shops and just look at a shelf, and if it's getting empty, I know we have to buy some more rods or tips or something for the welding machines. Well, you can do that with your kitchen, too, with the help from the Shelf Genie people. Before you go to the grocery store, you just pull your shelves out, see what's empty, put them all back in, and then go to the grocery store. Shelf Genie, find out more about how they can organize your life to where you know what you have. And you say, oh, I remember. Yeah, you remember. Okay, you don't remember 4 months later. You forgot to remember. Call Shelf Genie or visit them at homeshowradio.com. Take a look at all the stuff they have to offer. And you'll find out that your life being organized gives you a sense of well-being and puts all the chakras in line. I know it does for me because I'm super OCD, and these are the kind of people I like in my life. Shelf Genie, give them a call.
Why gamble on your home improvement projects? Play it smart. Go with the experts Tom trusts. Select professionals who've qualified to be a certified Home Show Pro.
Home Exterior Systems. Hardy Elite Preferred Siding Pros you can trust. Kiss Generators. When the lights go out, know the power of a kiss. Abacus Plumbing. Finally, plumbing professionals you can count on.
Find Tom's directory of trusted Home Show pros anytime for any project at homeshowradio.com. Now, more Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
All right, we're going to start landing this airplane. I got airplanes on my mind. Yesterday, I was out on the tarmac, standing on the flight line in uniform, keeping all the photographers back. They're very nice people. I love watching all the little kids, but, I mean, we got airplanes flying over and... Then all of a sudden you have, you know, like the eclipse going on. Everybody's scaring at the sun. And I just hope everybody survived the eclipse and didn't stare at the sun while they're staring at the airplanes. But there's some pretty cool airplanes as far as that goes. But, man, was it noisy. I won't be out there today, but I spent 3 days out there at Ellington Field. Do it every year with the Texas State Guard. And I think next month is going to be the Angleton Garden Market. That's always fun too. Just, you know, helping people at the gates and people just enjoying some great, I don't know, homemade stuff and all kinds of different things. It was fun last year. It was rainy last year. Hopefully we'll have better weather this year. All right, now I want to tell you about what's coming up, and that's really important, and that's next Saturday. Next Saturday, I'm flying in Friday, and I will be at NRG. NRG is going to have the last for this year, not forever, just the 2023 that I know of. I don't think there's another one coming up. I think now that we're getting into November soon, about that, we're almost at November. Then we're going to stop the home shows until February, or maybe end of January for that matter, next year in 2024. But it is the fall home and garden show at NRG Hall A. And when you're out there, I want you to come visit me. I will be there Saturday performing live. I always like to do the show live. Afterwards, I get off at noon on that day, on next Saturday, and you can come and talk with me. And I don't know, I'll just wave at everybody that walks by. It's always fun. But it's going to be at Hall A. If you want to get a discount ticket, go to homeshowradio.com. If you do that, you just click on the, I don't know, there's a balloon, a button, whatever on our website, and it'll take you and you get a few dollars off on the tickets. Kids 16 and under, I think it's 16, is free. So if you want to bring your annoying 16-year-olds, you can. I had many at one time. And they used to say, Dad, you're so annoying. Well, guess what? You annoy me too. But besides that, I never took them to a home show, believe it or not. I took them to a lot of things, the giant truck rally, but never a home show, and for good reason. Because when I go to the home show, I got to work. And when you go to the home show, you got to come up with some great ideas for the fall, for Christmas, for doing things around your home. It's a wonderful experience. So put that on your calendar next Saturday at NRG. And if you want to visit the last home show of the year, they're going to have a lot of different people, a lot of you have the laundry guy is going to be there doing laundry. I'm not sure what that is, but a lot of you might know of that personality from HGTV, which I used to be an HGTV personality on their very first series, Dream House. That was 1993. All right, that's how old I am. All right, so put that on your schedule. And I'm just going to say, bid you adieu today, but next weekend I will be live broadcasting on Saturday and, of course, Sunday. I think we have a full show next Sunday. Before I get on an airplane and travel all over the state of Texas like I do, helping everybody I can with home improvements. But always remember this, Houston is my home. This is where I live. This is where I vote. This is where I go grocery shopping. And this is where I have my best friends. And that's each and every one of you that listen to the show. And I want to say thank you, starting my 37th year now.
Thanks for making Home Show Radio Houston's trusted source for home improvement tips and advice. Tom Tynan's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of Sports Radio 610, sponsors, or Mojer Media. Remember, Tom is always on at homeshowradio.com. Questions and answers, tips and videos, our podcast too, all free, all for you at homeshowradio.com. The previous program paid for by Mojer Media and Home Show Radio.